Wade Rath, here with the Chief Organizer Report. I'm fighting the next war or the last war with Trump. Decisions, decisions, decisions. It's so hard these days for so many people to make up their minds. Do they fight the next war over where Trump and his partners are trying to take the country, or do they fight the last war over the results of the election? I interviewed a political activist on Wade's World the other day named Gary Crane, who was advocating a series of steps to attempt to overturn the recent election. Clinton supporters in some of the battleground states have been calling for a challenge and recount in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And Clinton and her campaign have now expressed support for these efforts, even as her vote lead has surpassed 2 million over Trump. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate for president, who polled a little over 1% of the vote, has a claim of standing and asking for a recount, and says that she has raised $5 million to fund the effort. People are asking whether or not this is where they should put their energy. Nasty women are planning a huge march in Washington on January 21st, the day after the inauguration, to send a message about how they hope to be heard and heeded in a Trump administration. Buses are already filling up, plans are being made, numbers should be high, and this would seem to be an entry in the Let's Fight the Next War, Not the Last War campaign. The Wall Street Journal and some of its columnists, like former presidential speechwriter Peggy Noonan, are arguing that Trump should totally divest himself of all of his business interests in order to guarantee that the Oval Office will not be a wheel and deal central for Trump's brand and interest. There is no liberalism in their position. They don't want a classic blind trust. They want him to liquidate all of his holdings and take the losses. Noonan says his career as a businessman is over, and now is time for him to be a patriot. Trump, on the other hand, claims he could run his business from the White House and it would be legal since there is no statute determining a conflict of interest by a president. Perhaps there should be. Or he argues that his children could somehow handle it all without his say-so. His buddy, Rudy Giuliani, while taking time out from his horrific campaign to be Secretary of State, says that would be fine because he can't put his children out of work. This is an interesting campaign from the right. We have to wonder if it has traction and could use a push. Speaker Ryan and the conservatives in Congress are already moving towards their own version of a coup in order to try and capture a Trump presidency for their anti-people programs of privatizing Medicare, decimating what is left of any safety net, cashing out food stamps, and on one draconian measure after another. That seems like a battle worth engaging as well. Add environmental issues to the list, holding on to the Affordable Care Act, the Consumer Finance Protection Board, labor unions, banking regulations, and more, and it would seem we have more than enough coming fights that we need to be ready and able to suit up to wage. I don't want to seem like a ninny, but I don't know how to drive forward with my eyes on the rearview mirror. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.